Hello, and welcome to this Meetings Today podcast. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. And we're pleased to be joined today by Deborah Lotte, Director of Hotel and Resort Sales at Visit Phoenix. Thanks for joining us, Deborah.
Thank you for having me, Tyler. Excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about Phoenix. I mean, I've been there obviously a number of times and really have seen the dramatic changes that have happened in just in the last decade and even sooner. And, and there's more on the way from what I can tell.
Definitely. Phoenix is hot, and more than just the heat, we are in demand. We are exploding, whether it's our hospitality sector or the tech sector, even our biomedical sector. So it's all kind of coming together, and we're excited about all we have to share with you today.
And there really is a changing landscape there, and especially downtown with, as you mentioned, biomedical and tech really increasing in prominence. How is that changing the meetings landscape there?
Oh, it's huge. We've definitely seen a huge increase. Let me kind of back up and tell you a little bit about our biotech center downtown. We have the Phoenix BioSense Core. So this is a biomedical research facility that has been incorporated with our three colleges and universities. So ASU, U of A, NAU, and this has really helped kind of elevate the programs that want to come into downtown as well. So we're definitely doing a lot more large conventions that are around those medical, pharmaceutical, as well as just cords that's coming down. But also it's been great to have kind of those thought leaders to help speak at other conferences. So a lot of our conferences are coming in, they want the experience. They want to know what's happening in Phoenix, how can they be educated? And so we can lean on these thought leaders within the downtown core to really help educate and give that experience to our attendees as well.
Great. And yeah, I know downtown with the ASU development, that's huge. I mean, anytime you have all that activity downtown, it's going to really improve the convention core down there. And just all the ancillary stuff that comes along with it, right?
Exactly. We have had ASU downtown since about 2006 and has grown substantially. So with that, again, with the tech centers that are coming in, we just have a population development downtown, right? We're close to, I think, 23,000 people that live down in the core of downtown now. So with that, again, we're able to have more of that retail, the restaurants. We even have our first grocery store downtown now, which also really helps with our conventions because then they have those attractions to go to before, after, during their meetings. And then it just really helps with the whole experience.
And there's a number of developments and renovations, new builds with your hotel and resort product. And you come from a hotel background, which I think is great. And I mean, it just really helps you sort of broker the relationship between your planner clients and then the suppliers there. Why don't you tell us about some of the new renovations and new builds going on there in the valley?
Oh, I would love to. We have so much going on right now. So with our renovations, all of our major resorts and properties have pretty much renovated. Let's start with JW Desert Ridge. They just put in $80 million, transformed the entire property, also added on some water park features. The Arizona Biltmore also went through a massive renovation, still kept that iconic charm, but really elevated the experience. We've got Hyatt Gainey in Scottsdale is adding on, well, I guess I should say they're expanding, not adding on, but they're expanding their current ballroom. So they will now have a 20,000 square foot ballroom along with a renovation of all their guest rooms and adding on restaurants. So everybody's really enhancing their products right now because we have such high demand and everybody's really looking for what's new, what's that experience. And not to mention, like you said, we have several properties coming in. We have luxury coming in that we haven't seen in the last 10 years, right? So we've got Global Ambassador, which is a new unique concept. This is actually a Fox restaurant concept. They are creating their first hotel. And Foxy,
when we were talking about it earlier. Yeah, thanks. I'll let you continue with that.
Yeah. So Sam Fox, internationally known, has his own restaurant concepts, but he's adding on five new concepts within this property, right? So it'll have the largest rooftop restaurant along with the property itself. So it's going to have that luxury feel. We also have Caesars, which is the first non-gaming Caesars resort, and that'll be in the heart of Old Town. We have Bai, which is a whole different concept for us that we're super excited about because this is going to be almost three properties in one. They've got an amphitheater with a tower that overlooks the amphitheater, so you can watch concerts from there. They've got a meetings tower. They've got kind of a family tower. They're tied to Mattel's amusement park that's coming in, and all of this surrounds an oasis. They'll even have the largest man-made party island there. So
Wow.
it's just a whole new concept to get all of it elevating what we have in the destination. So we're delighted to have it all come in and can't wait for all of the properties to open and everybody experience them.
And I mean, I know we talked about downtown a little bit at the top of the podcast with the ASU campus,
Yes.
the Biomed campus, and all of the residential coming in. But I guess there's some new properties and renovations going on there specifically also.
Oh, definitely. So within the last few years, we've had quite the transformation with our properties downtown. The largest being the Sheraton downtown, which is 1,003 rooms. So that's kind of the core of downtown. But through COVID, they had started a renovation and then took that opportunity to go ahead and shut down and just complete this massive renovation. So they are the actual flagship for what the new Sheraton brand will look like. So they shut down, they blew out the lobby, elevated the entire experience. It's just amazing. The network opportunities, the tech. I think there's over 200 outlets for you to power any type of electronics you need just in the lobby alone. Like it's just amazing. And then to tie
That's
with
the first thing
that,
I look at when I come into a location. Somebody
right?
outlets that, right?
They've got wireless, they've got plugins. Like you can take a call everywhere. You know, it's with that whole we never stop working, right? So they definitely elevate. You can work, but still network and have fun. Not to mention, they put in a whole new restaurant concept, Carcara, which is fantastic. It overlooks the skyline, so it's amazing. Then the Hyatt also recently renovated at a new restaurant. The Renaissance is just finishing up their guest room renovations. So everything downtown is shifting. And we've got a lot of smaller properties that have really come in and elevated our landscape as well. And not to mention, in 2027, we will have our first luxury property downtown with Fairmont coming in.
Nice. Nice. And then yeah, that Sheraton you're talking about too. I remember that's always been like a kind of a model hotel for that brand. I think I was there a number of years ago when you may have first expanded the convention center, and it was a model there
Yeah.
when they were first sort of unveiling heightened public places and workspaces in the lobby. So I'm really interested to see what that does. And you know, how about like offsite events? How about venues for those? I know one place I always go to pretty much every time I go to Phoenix is the Desert Botanical Gardens, and then also the Herd, which is a world-class museum. What you know, tell us a little bit more about what those facilities offer for offsite venues. And there are any others that planners should have on their radars?
Oh, definitely. The Herd is one of our definitely our iconic venues for sure, right? So started out, it's promoting American Indian history and art. They've got amazing, it's an amazing museum itself, but then they also have amazing options for groups, whether you're looking for something small and intimate or on a larger scale, and you're just surrounded by this amazing history, and it just really gives you the feel of being in Phoenix, right? And then also the botanical gardens, you've got 4,000 species down there. I mean, it's just amazing to walk through in itself. But with the different art exhibits that they have coming through, it's a different experience every time you come through, but they have amazing indoor and outdoor spaces. Not to mention the culinary is fantastic. So those are definitely two of our like iconic venues that people always want to go to. But we're also kind of developing a lot of new stuff. So especially downtown in that warehouse district, one of the more popular, I would say, is the Deuce, which it's an old produce warehouse, which was kind of like produce by day, prohibition party site by night. And they've kind of kept that tradition, right? They've got these fantastic handcrafted cocktails, comfort foods, and it definitely has the atmosphere built within the building, right? It's very nostalgic and just a really fun venue. Then we also have different warehouses like Warehouse 215, which was an old linen and towel company where they just blew out the entire building. So you still have that amazing brick and the wood beams. So you've got that history within it, but it's really a blank canvas that you can do whatever you want with it. And it comes in different sizes. They've got the main room and some other sections off. So if you want it again more intimate or you needed that big party, you've got a great venue for it. And there's several others, like the Croft is another great warehouse in the district. So just a lot of different options within downtown. But then also we have a fantastic company called Cloth and I can't talk right now, Cloth and Flame. That will set up the party wherever you want. So whether you want to be in one of these historic warehouses or maybe you want to be out in the desert under the stars, they will set up these beautiful king's tables. It's very family style. So you can really have that experience anywhere, but it's really kind of helped elevate what we have to offer in downtown as well.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, your downtown is just really happening. And I know I last time I was there, I went on like your art walk that if I forget what night that is, but it's really there's like a scene there, and people love it. It's really an open
First
scene.
Fridays,
That's right.
first Fridays. And it even happens when it's 110 out. Everybody comes out for first Fridays. It's
It's
just,
hot, in other words, right?
yes, everybody wants to be out and experience it. You know, you just have all these great vendors and, you know, I've got all our different galleries that are open in the evening and, of course, the food and beverage. So it's just a great way to kind of network and meet and see all that we have to offer. Not to mention it's there in Roosevelt Row, which is expanding at incredible rates. I mean, we've got some great microbreweries downtown with Greenwood being first woman owned and a microbrewer. You've got Petal House in Arizona Wilderness. So there's just a lot to offer within there. And Tyler, I don't know if you know this, but 80% of our restaurants downtown are local. So as you're walking around, you're not going to find those same old chains. You're going to find something new to experience.
Nice. That's great. People, you know what? And more when people come to a destination, they want that localized experience. So that's great.
Exactly.
And I think this is sort of a work in progress, but you have a new entertainment district brewing, I hear there.
Yes, we are thrilled to say that it is in development. We just got the approval that it can move forward, but we're looking to put in a 24/7 entertainment district. It's going to have a focus on restaurants, retail. It'll be located kind of by our south building of the convention center. They're close to Chase Field as well as Footprint Center to just make it really easy, have maybe some additional parks. So I don't have all the official details because it is in the very early planning stages. We're working to find a company that will help kind of bring the vision to life before we move forward with that. But we're excited to say it's been approved. So that will be coming up within a few years.
I'll keep my eye open for that, definitely. Anything else that planners should know about Phoenix and what's going on there in the valley and things that their attendees could enjoy there?
I would say that we have so much to offer. There is definitely something for everyone, whether you're looking for that luxury tier, that mid-level tier, or maybe just something simple to come in and enjoy the destination. You know, we've got meeting spaces of all size. We've got distinct and unique venues. You don't have to meet inside, you can meet outside. You know, we've just got everything for everyone. And we're excited for them to come in and experience the destination. Definitely reach out to us at Visit Phoenix because we can help push you in the right direction, help make sure you're considering everything that you should because just about everything is new. And if it's not, it's renovated. So we want you to be able to experience it.
Well, thank you, Deborah. A lot going on down there, and thanks for sharing it with our listeners today.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And that was Deborah Lotte, Director of Hotel and Resort Sales for Visit Phoenix. I'm Tyler Davidson, Vice President and Chief Content Director for Meetings Today. Thank you for joining us for this Meetings Today podcast. And if you're interested in more of our podcasts, just head on over to meetingstoday.com, and you will see our podcast section, which is filled with entertaining and informative podcasts with meetings and events industry leaders. Thank you for joining us. And no matter what you're up to for the rest of the day, go out and make it a great one.